another ministry because they believe that same tenet.
Yes.
They believe that because your heart is right, God will move through you. And me and Pastor John affirm that, no, you must conform a depraved life to God's standard.
Right.
If you, once being taught scripture, if you refuse to affirm it, then God's Holy Spirit will not be in you in the process of how you dedicate yourself to God. So I would basically say, based on what I know of scripture, God says conform. The depraved mind cannot, because he does not have God's spirit within him, so God has to draw him. Once God has drawn him, it's nothing that the individual can or cannot do. So if
right.
Fred Price, he cannot be just a good moral person.
Right.
No, he's got to envelop the whole of scripture. So therefore, no, if he's confused, it's a good indication that he's not saved.
Also, Tracy, I would add to what Pastor Reamer just said is that Fred Price knows exactly what he's doing in terms of church leadership.
Correct.
No one would look at Fred if he didn't have a dime. That is a whole tenet of E.W. Kenyon. You have to understand, God is impotent. Man is, everything is plausible through him. This is yes. pragmatism. Tracy,
that's
this is
what I was thinking, because I think
yes.
Robert Bowman wrote a book.
Okay,
correct.
Where he kind of said, well, we need to kind of take it easy with these guys. But see, I thought the word faith doctrine clearly destroyed the atonement. And with that type of teaching,
yes,
you can't be saved.
No,
right.
you can't be saved. You see, Tracy, you can't be saved, and you know it, and we know it. Now, the reason that Ram Radio is on the air is we're saying, why don't these other brothers know it? I mean, why are they toying with this position? It is because a good possibility, they believe that God can give them what the devil has given Fred.
Right.
You see what I mean? Tracy, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
God bless you. You see, Zariton, this also points out a very important thing. There
yes.
are a lot of smart people out here listening here.
Absolutely.
Man, there's a lot of people that don't follow this like the herd instinct.
Right. You know what, Pastor John, there was a very unfortunate thing that happened this week, and a guy came to my job, and he was saying, dude, what's going on with these preachers? This guy passed out in church, and the pastor just said, I'm not going to give his name, but
okay.
the pastor just said, don't call the ambulance, we're just going to pray.
Lord,
now, see,
mercy.
That's mysticism.
Yes.
And the dude died right there in the church, and now the family is sitting up here trying to figure out, well, what's going on? Well, what's going on is you had a preacher that made an error in judgment because he looked at a text that he didn't understand.
I got something better for you than that. What would you think about a preacher that had a wife for many years, and I also would not mention his name, and she died about 2 or 3 weeks ago, but he stands up in front of the congregation and says that God has given him a new wife, and his wife isn't even cold yet.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about? And this guy is pastoring one of the largest Pentecostal churches in our town. An African-American pastor.
Absolutely.
And they're just going to wave the hand like nothing is ever going on.
Hold on, wait a minute, Pastor John.
Come
what
on.
Would you think about another pastor that initially, and I know this is going to be a hot button for all of you out in Orange County.
We're going
this
to give
man
it to him.
Loves God, per
okay.
se.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden he finds that his wife has committed adultery on him.
Okay.
Now this guy turns around immediately and goes and gets a divorce. Which is totally against, and which is totally against the process of reconciliation.
No, he didn't.
Now, hold on, Pastor John. I can speak on the issue because that happened to
right.
myself.
Right.
And the bottom line is Christ said, "Wait a minute. When a person asks for forgiveness,
yes.
you are to forgive them not once, but 70 times 70,
Zerix.
Or as often as he asks."
Will
so,
not.
What do you say about these preachers? That cannot hold to the holy standard, and they're living just like the common people they profess to be preaching to.
Let's go back to Fred, because I got a question last week from somebody, and he said, you can't show me. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to call in? 1-800-227-KBRT. We are not two rambling brothers completely out of our minds. We are trying to get you to get yours back, because yours has been taken away by foolishness and all of this church stuff. I know you want to listen to your hip-hop church station that comes on FM in
right.
the hood, but that stuff's not going to get you saved, brother. That's just going to get you bumping and jumping and buying another concert ticket. What you need to do is to engage your mind.
And please, don't sit up and tell me that you want to disconnect by leaving the community. No, sin is sin. What we're doing today is we're trying to get you to reform your mind
right.
so you can reform your communities. You don't have to move to San Diego.
Right.
You don't have to move to the valley. You don't even have to get another city. What you need to do is conform your mind to the word of God through a reformed standard, and then bring that change into your community, and then and only then will
right.
God be pleased.
Let's continue to read. Frederick Price likewise boasts, and I quote, if the mafia can ride around and a Lincoln Continental Town Car, Why Can't the King's Kids? That's from Faith, Foolishness, or Presumption, page 34. That's the reason, Fred says, why I drive a Rolls Royce. That's audio number CR-A2, Ever Increasing Faith Program, TBN, December 9th, 1990. But it is Price and the other prosperity teachers who seem to enjoy the benefit of this doctrine, certainly not the majority of the church members that propagate this erroneous doctrine.
You know what, Pastor John, that's why I have such a hard time as a pastor dealing with my young kids, because young kids have already come into the position of wealth. When you have Ja Rule, you have what considered to be my contemporary, Sean Puffy Combs, you have all these guys that have made millions of dollars. Now the point of reasoning and the point of the attraction pool is not there.
Right.
Our kids aren't in church because if you say, come to God, God will give you something. And they say, well, I already had that.
Right.
I can go to my house and get $10,000 in my safe.
Zarek,
why am I going to come to Christianity?
Here's the response to that. Sean Puffy Combs, a member of Kenneth C. Ulmer's church.
Absolutely.
You know, so what they're doing is they're going out here getting the frightening them with the hell story that their mom and daddy told him years ago, and then taking a cut of the money.
Now, on top of that, these kids that are in the ghetto, these kids that are out there selling drugs, game recognizes game.
Yes.
And it's all they see is they say, wait a minute, this preacher isn't saved. He's doing the same thing in the church that I'm doing in the street.
Right.
He's just selling.
Yes, that's
and
all
Christianity
it is.
Is not something that you sell. Christianity is something that you live.
Well, let me continue to give you some quotes, and by the way, those of you that disagree with us, those of you that are members of Crenshaw Christian Center, those of you that worship this man, those of you that have given tons of money, your fortunes, those of you that were told that if you get sick and if you have faith, you get well, and you've watched them die right in front of you, you can call 1-800-227-KBRT, because in the Reformed teaching, when you get sick, you're going to die, buddy. And you may die quicker than you ever thought. But you're not afraid of dying, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'd love for somebody to ask Fred if he wouldn't mind being absent sometimes.
You know, one of the other things is that, Pastor, when you look at the great theological tradition that the church has handed down over the years, you find that the individuals that were emphatically in love with God did not fear death and looked towards death.
Absolutely.
Most of your theologues did not live till they were 80, 70 years old. When you look at the early Christians, it was nothing better than to give your life for Christ.
Yes.
But you don't have that attitude today.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing is we're giving proof. This is Ram Radio Live. This is Pastor John Coleman, Pastor Zarek Zremer. We do African-American apologetics. It is a little different from my Anglo-American apologetics, where some of them discuss the age of a bone or a fossil. I'm not concerned about that. Call me bonehead, if you will. I am discussing a tomfoolery, pimpology that's going on in the African-American church.
Correct.
That's what I'm concerned with. We do internal affairs to the church. We'll call it like we see it. And why do we do it? Not to stop the guy from living up there in Pacific Palisades. I want him to retain his house.
And you know what? You can call us right now at 1-800, I'm going to say it real slow, 227-5278. Or from Orange County, area code 714-754-4150.
You know what? I have so many comments here to give, and I want to continue to quote from these comments. It says, in an interview, Price justifies his boasting, saying, and I'm quoting, if I'm going to represent him, I guess that means Jesus, then I'm going to get you to follow him. And if I'm going to get you to follow him, I would have to show you something that is better than what you have or why you should want to change. And then it goes on and says, is this how the apostle did it? One staff writer is writing, of course, they're not taught that the people to follow Jesus was the same as Jesus taught. If anyone desires to come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow him daily. Fred Price does not teach self-denial.
Right.
He is teaching you that if you look into yourself, you can have what Jesus never had.
But see, Fred Price, if you listen to the tape, Fred Price understood the totality of the Hegelian dialect. He said, I thought that it was more than this. Fred said, I thought that we were going to come together regardless of our theological differences, regardless of our faith, regardless of our heresies. And Fred believed that this was going to be a coercion of people networking together for a cause.
Now you heard.
Play the first part of it.
We're going to play the first part of the interview again, and we're going to listen for that Hegelian thing. And you're going to listen to Jack Hayford come in and say, it is, Fred.
And reaffirm the Hegelian.
And reaffirm the dialectic. Go ahead. Let's play that.
When I heard about Jack Hayford, the Foursquare Gospel,
Ecumenicalism,
Louis Ogilvie, Presbyterian,
Ecumenicalism,
and Ken Ulmer, Baptist,
Ecumenicalism.
I never thought about that. It never even occurred to me.
Now, can we pause that? Yes, he did think about it.
That's right.
It's exactly what he did. And he had 300 pastors in front of him, and that's the dupe job that he tries to put over him.
Now, understand this, people. This is how it happens. I'm going to say it again. The Hegelian dialect is a process to where you take a thesis, a person's idea, versus another person's antithesis or antithesis.
Right.
These two people opposingly agree
or disagree. Them into the synthesis,
so what
man.
They do is they disagree on both odds of the ends, and it is the job of the individual to bring them into synthesis.
Absolutely.
That's what your modern day facilitators, counselors, judges, that's what all of them do. They get into the Hegelian dialect. I stood in a courtroom this